Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, it is not solely on him, but one of the key leaders for this team did not perform or at least show effort. How about that? I'm not saying Chris Jones on the ridiculous Trevor Lawrence fall on my ass twice, get up and score a touchdown play. I'm not saying Chris Jones was going to run all the way across and track him down, but he was standing there, flat out standing there, zero effort. Yeah, Nick Bolton probably should have tackled him too. I'm not saying other guys weren't near him. But show some effort. It's twice in 5 weeks that your top defensive player, who's supposed to be your top defensive player, looks pretty pathetic in those spots.
It is inexcusable to play that way. It really is. Because when you look at the play, it's not just that. And look, maybe, and I'm sure that there's something, like he could just explain it, right? He usually talks on Thursday, so maybe we'll carry Chris Jones this week, even though typically we don't.
Oh, here's the audio. This was last night, Cody. He was asked about the Lawrence, not him in particular, but this was him on the Lawrence touchdown scramble.
I thought multiple times we had him. We just got to finish. We had multiple guys there that we just got to finish that play. It was a fluke play for him to be able to break that many tackles. I think I put it on us as a defense. We got to finish. You know, we got to bring him down on that.
He really didn't even break any tackles on the play. There, no, he didn't. Trevor Lawrence
nobody
really
touched him.
Nobody was close enough to touch him. And don't save me on the. I'm sorry. Save me on the. They were trying to let them score. Crap. Go back and watch the play. That's just such a cop out. I mean, even
why
the play. By the way, none of the
player.
Chris Jones would have said that if that was the case. So that was very popular last night. Like, well, they were trying to let them score. Maybe you wish they did for timing, but that was not the play. Go back and watch it. Everybody else was giving effort on the play. Nick Bolton's running his ass off. They're still covering what's his name there. I know there's a holding call, but they're still trying. You think if they were letting them score, they would have held on the play? You think there would have been defensive holding on the play the Chiefs were trying to let the Jags score? No, there was no effort on a play. They were trying to get a stop. And if they would have stopped Trevor Lawrence, Cody, they had no timeouts. Trevor Lawrence would have had a rush to spike it with like 8 seconds.
Yeah, and they might have had one or two, depending on if they passed or ran there, because if they had gotten him, probably a pass, at least on that end. I can't understand it. It was one of the laziest plays I have seen Chris Jones commit. That's all it was. It was just lazy. And then obviously he was getting crushed on social media and then deleted his social media yesterday. I don't know if you know, or deactivated it or whatever.
Yeah, probably smart for him. He would have tweeted something he would have regretted, I think. So that's probably smart.
And I'm not saying he won't come back, but it's like, I'm not saying he won't be back on social media, but it is an inexcusable play. And if I were a coach in a room, I'd be like, why are you just standing there? Move. Pretend like there's some urgency. It was the, at that time, final play of the game, essentially. Because yet another penalty on a kick return made it almost impossible for Patrick Mahomes to do anything with the football. And the fact that Hollywood Brown didn't realize that's another play. There's 1,000 plays. Hollywood, man, they're not that many seconds. I'd be looking for the football, hypothetically, on that play too. But beside the point, because we're talking about Chris Jones, I genuinely do not understand what happened on that play. Did he just forget? Did he think he was down?
Yeah, I think he thought his guys were about.
Like,
I honestly think
he was standing.
Yeah, I honestly thought, and based on the audio we played, I think he stood there. He believed. I think Nick Bolton was Drew Tranquil there too. He thought his teammates had the play, which is a lesson that I would hope as a player of his caliber would know. You know, no play is over till it's over, kind of thing.
Especially on that play. Look, if it's the second quarter and you thought somebody got down, and then maybe you didn't get to the edge. Things happen. Yeah. They're on the 1 yard line, trailing by 4 with 25 seconds or 20 seconds or whatever the hell it is to go in the game. What are you doing? That's the only time when you pursue to the bitter end of that play. And that's even more than the pick. Pick six is a mistake. He thought Devin Lloyd would come forward. He admitted that pretty much every time.
Mahomes got fooled.
He got fooled. He threw a pass.
Bad decision.
And he took responsibility. He got fooled. Chris Jones didn't get, I mean, maybe he did, but say it. Like, he took no accountability for it. And look, I get it. Like, we all get tired of Andy Reid being like, that's on me. I got to have a better plan. Whatever the stuff he'll say on, he said after the game yesterday, and we'll say again on Wednesday. All that stuff is pretty common. Chris Jones there, and some of this is like an optics thing. Whether it was as bad as it looks or not, it looks horrible. Because on the final play of the game where Trevor Lawrence is just bumbling all over his feet like a newborn baby giraffe and nobody can get him, you're just standing there like you have nothing better to do.
Danon Hughes was on with Fesco and Dusty today, former player. This is what he said about it.
Chris basically took a play off. I don't know why he did that. I don't know what was going through his head, but I do know that if you're a leader, like, it's got to show. And the film don't lie. That's one thing that I always was told. The eye in the sky does not lie. Mm-hmm. And no matter what you say in the moments, the film tells the absolute truth, good and bad. And that's something that they're going to have to look at, because to me, for him to not give that effort, you put yourself in a position where you cannot be the yelling guy on the sideline to coaches. You cannot be the yelling guy and the rally guy until you right that wrong.
I just can't believe that we're five games into the season.
He's having a bad start to his year.
Five games in, yeah. And two games of the three losses, essentially the final play, I'll call it, right? The game-sealing play, or in this case, game-winning play.
It's only 20 seconds.
Chris Jones was either MIA or made a critical error. Week one, we all saw, and he, you know, Drew Tranquil and him were getting into it on the field because Chris Jones did not keep his contain on the outside, allowed Herbert to scramble for 14, I think it was. And then last night, the play we're talking about where, I mean, if you didn't believe us, you think we were wrong. There's Danon Hughes, who played the sport, who said what we said. He took a play off.
And some of this is, he is probably frustrated because he is getting double teamed. He's probably frustrated because the rest of the defensive line is not helping him. But he just took a play off. But it's not that I think no player has ever taken a playoff in the history of the NFL, ran a route kind of lazy, slacked on coverage a little, didn't rush the same way.
The game is on the line, man. This isn't the first quarter and it's the first drive of the game. I'm saving some energy here. This is the game.
That's the part. That's what it really is. It's that how, and this is twice now this year, on what is going to end up being the deciding play on defense. As in, if you stop Herbert here, you get the ball back. Maybe Mahomes can win the game for you against the Chargers. Get the stop here. Maybe they don't get the ball in the end zone. You still win the football game. In the deciding moments of two football games, Chris Jones did a play poor in one, like over pursued, didn't do his job. And the other one just took the play off, just sat it out, just didn't do the job. And that's crazy for a player of his caliber. He has been a great player. He will likely be a Hall of Famer one day.
Yeah, he's going to be. Yeah.
Him to take a playoff like that, even in a regular season game, is crazy. And again, I don't know. Maybe if you ask him in an honest moment, he's like, I thought they had him. I thought they tackled
him. That's kind of what he said.
I was confused about, I got confused, and that's on me, and I should have pursued and come through, and I'm not trying to get a roughing call or whatever.
He said that. I mean,
I thought multiple times we had him. We just got to finish.
But like, he didn't move.
Nope.
He didn't move towards the ball. I will say, I did not think through 5 weeks of the season that this would be. Have you seen the playoff standings for the AFC?
Yeah, the Chiefs would be out of the playoffs. So would the Ravens. So would the Bengals. It's kind of crazy to think about. And that's why the season doesn't end on October 7th, thank goodness.
Right, right now, the playoff field would be Indy, Buffalo, Pittsburgh would be the three. They have a negative point differential. The Chargers would be the four. The Jags would be the five. Denver would be the six. And New England would be the seven. This is part of like going back to the, I don't think that this is how the playoffs are going to stack up gold. I believe the Chiefs will be one of the seven teams in the playoff field. Hell, I still think they got a really good chance to win the division because the Chargers still did them a favor this weekend. They're still only one game back in the division. Haven't played the Broncos, still have a second game against the Chargers. So anything they want to do from a divisional standpoint, from getting a home playoff game, those things are still firmly in their own control. But they've now lost multiple games this year that they never lost in the previous years. As in, they had control, they were in control, and they let one slip away. Normally, they do that to other teams.
Yeah, 2025 is different. 2025 is different. Doesn't mean the team stinks. It means, though, that you found ways to win games all these years, and now, so far this year, they found some ways to lose games, which is not what we've seen under Andy Reid and with Patrick Mahomes and this group. And what really stings is, I know we're focused on Chris Jones right now. We'll get to some of the other guys. We already mentioned Mahomes on the interception. Some of these losses, your star players, your leaders, the guys that have gotten you to winning multiple rings are having as big of a factor in these losses as they've ever had.
Travis Kelce on the dropped interception.
Yeah. Kelce early in the season. Chris Jones twice now, I would argue.
Mahomes
on a pick six. Harrison Butker can't kick the ball straight on kickoffs apparently either. I mean, these are players that have helped you in why you've had this success. And this year, they're responsible in large part for the three losses that you've had, and we're only 5 weeks in.
Yeah, like I'd like him to just turn around. And Shamari Connor made a bad play. I'm going to put it more on the big-time players who have mattered to the franchise, who will end up in the Hall of Fame, and all the other stuff. It does deserve to be on them more. Now, I'm not going to write them off. I don't think the Chiefs have no chance to win a Super Bowl or go to an AFC Championship game or win the division of any of those other things. And we'll talk in a few minutes about some of the positive things that you can still take away from what is an incredibly frustrating loss, but it just doesn't take it away. That one's going to stink for a couple of days until you can get to Sunday and hopefully rinse it away by beating another very good team on your schedule in the Lions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.